Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 524 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Marilyn.
Hi, Pat. This is Dr. Marilyn Brador with Infant Dental Center, www.infantdentalcenter.com. My question to you today is regarding VAs. So I recently got my own VA and have been working with her for the past 2 or 3 months. It's been fantastic to be able to send her an email of a task and she gets it done and I don't have to think about it anymore. However, as I've been doing this more, it's getting more difficult for me to track tasks that are a little bit more complex or going back in my email to find the answer of different research that she's looked up. I was wondering if you have a system or an open access software that you use to manage the communication between you and your VA and managing projects. Thanks for your time, Pat. Appreciate all you do. Bye.
Hey, Marilyn, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on getting your first VA. I remember when I first got my VA for the first time, not just somebody I hired on a website like Elance back in the day, which is now called Upwork, which was really cool too, you know, to hire somebody, pay them to do something that I didn't have to do myself. It was just a big revelation for me. But when I got my first VA who was working with me on projects continuously, it was awesome. It was so cool. So it's cool to know that you've been working with this person for 2 or 3 months. It seems like things are going well. But you're right. Communication and keeping track of things is also another component of it. And over time, as you start to collect more information from this person, it's going to be very important for you to be able to, A, easily communicate with them, and also be obviously find those things and just know what they're doing, especially on more complex tasks, like you said. So here are the solutions. Two things that I want to mention that I think are going to change how you work with a VA. First is to not use email anymore, at least for direct communication and, you know, really quick little items. I would use Slack, and you might even actually end up using Slack 100% for all communication, which is an amazing, amazing tool. It sort of acts like a chat room between you and your VA and any other people who are involved. I picked it up from the guys over at Fizzle and Caleb Wojcik from DIYVideoGuide.com. He and the Fizzle crew, they use the Fizzle crew is the guys from Fizzle.co, good friends of mine. They used Slack and continued to use it, and I was just blown away by how much it has actually made a difference in the way I communicate with my team. And the benefits of it is it just makes communication really quick, and it also makes it very easy to search through, and that's going to solve both of your problems there. But there's another thing I want to add on to that, which I'll talk about in a second, but let's talk more about Slack. So it makes communication really easily, and it cuts out the email so much, especially on those short things. And plus, it's real time, too. So what's cool is you leave a message, and if a person on the other end is online, you're able to have this sort of Skype-like conversation with them at that moment in time. But they're going to easily see that there beforehand. And unlike Skype, it just organizes all that information. You can have different channels for different projects too, and you can private message certain people if you begin to add to your team too. So getting started with Slack now, even though you have one VA only, it just might make things a lot easier. And if you have a designer, for example, who's on board with you, or other people who are in your business too, get them in there too. Have everybody work with each other. It just makes it really easy. I actually converted Michael Hyatt onto Slack too, and now he's using it, and it's, you know, he recommends it to everybody. So it is definitely something that has proven to make major changes in how people communicate with their team. So again, that's slack.com. They were a sponsor for one of my other podcasts. If you wanted to go through my link there, you actually get some credit. I think it's like $100 credit toward your Slack purchase or whatever. But go ahead and go to smartpassiveincome.com/slack, S-L-A-C-K. Again, it's smartpassiveincome.com/slack, and you'll see what it's all about. You'll sign up there. It's really quick and easy, and it's cool. You download the software onto your desktop, and I use that all the time when I'm away. I have the app. It notifies me on channels where I want notifications from, and leaves me out of ones where I don't need to hear the conversations, and it's just pure gold. Pure gold. smartpassiveincome.com/slack. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about in terms of getting communication, in terms of what it is that your VA is doing, a great thing that you could do with your VA is to have them write a report. And to have them do this daily, too, would be very helpful. To have them list out and send you a message on Slack. Maybe it's even in a specific channel. I haven't done this because I had VAs that I was using before Slack was invented. And this is if I, you know, I do have people who work on my team now, but I don't consider them virtual assistants. They are people on my team that are not overseas, and you know they're with me in the same time zone, and you know we'll not argue that here. But a VA that I had in the past, which is probably similar to the one that you have now, working on these kinds of tasks, I would have them write a report. And it'll be very easy to do if you have Slack in a specific channel called reports or daily reports, where they every day mention and list out all the things that they did and how many hours they spent on each. And that way you get to keep track of not only where their time is spent, but what it is that they work on. And because everything is very easily searchable through Slack, you can easily find out on what day a person worked on what project and then be able to make connections from there and find information about that. It all keeps it great records. The records are great on Slack and all that good stuff. So that's what I would do. These daily reports, I used to have them send, or my VA send me to them in an email. And so it'd be for that very same purpose, to find out, well, what did this person do on that one day? And what is it that they delivered? And yes, you can upload files. If, for example, there's a report and there's a certain file that needed to be delivered on that day, you can have them uploaded there too, just as a backup. And so you can have it all recorded there on Slack. So go ahead and check that out, Marilyn. I think that's going to solve a lot of your problems, and you're going to love it. There is a little bit of a learning curve, but not too much at all. And, a lot of people who were kind of like, oh, this is kind of weird, but, you know, I'm a convert. A lot of people are converts too, and I think you would be too. So go ahead and check it out, smartpassiveincome.com/slack. And those daily reports are really helpful too. They just keep your VA in check and also help you be able to make sure that you keep track of everything that they do. So, Marilyn, thank you so much for the question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for anybody else out there who has a question, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And again, as I'm doing this entire month, I'm letting you know, if you haven't heard already, that my book is coming out. It's called Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. Head on over to willitflybook.com to check out more information about that. And, this point forward, there are themes, or actually yesterday was the first time I had a themed quote, which is themed around my upcoming book, around flight and launching things and business. So this quote today that I want to end with, like I do on every show, is from Buzz Aldrin. And he said, this is just a really interesting fact, actually. He said, "There's a historical milestone in the fact that our Apollo 11 landing on the moon took place a mere 66 years after the Wright brothers' first flight." Wow. 66 years between the time that flight happened from the Wright brothers to them landing on the moon, which is awesome. Super cool. Hopefully that gives you some inspiration. And man, can't wait to see what's happening in the future. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.